Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mick Murphy of The System. Please don't disturb this groove. Stay right here with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio and the rebirth of the Quiet Storm right here at www.lotlradio.com.
Friday evening. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear and welcome to LOTL, the comfort zone. Always bringing real artists and more importantly, real music back to their waves. And before we begin, I want to send out a very special thank you to the very talented Cherise Mills. Thank you so much for honoring us last night. And remember, family, be sure to purchase her new single, Champagne, featuring French Montana. Available on iTunes, Google Play, but for those who are even more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And as we transcend to the smoother side of soul, gifted vocalist, very talented vocalist, has a new hit single out, Whatever You Want, from her actually debuting. Like, you know what? Let's do it right. I have so many things I want to say. Whatever You Want, new single. The follow-up from our 2014 EP, Germination. On behalf of myself, the Teddy Bear, and the Comfort Zone, it is my honor to welcome Sade Serena, my queen. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, man, what an awesome introduction. I'm doing great. Blessed. Thank you for asking.
Oh, it is my pleasure. First and foremost, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us this evening. And congratulations on a wonderful, wonderful new single.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This single is really, it's really heating up the streets a bit. I'm really excited about that.
Now you seem surprised. That's hard for me to imagine.
No, you know what? You know, you get really used to just kind of putting out music and forgetting, you know, that there's different people out there. And, you know, when I saw such a quick reaction to this particular record, Whatever You Want, I won't lie, I was pretty stunned because I thought what I was doing was pretty good already. But I mean, I got a really great response from this particular record for sure.
Absolutely. Now I want to get in the time machine just a little bit and go back a little bit. Germination. Now I had an opportunity to listen to that entire EP. The EP was fantastic. For you, do you feel like it's even added more pressure to make sure that you eclipse what you have done in the past?
Absolutely. You see what I mean? That brings me back to exactly what I said. You know, you have to constantly, yes, I'm telling the truth. You have to constantly humble yourself and just kind of stay out of trying to like outdo yourself. I try to stay focused on, you know, the statistics of what the people like, you know, what records are they most, you know, biting on. And yeah, I most definitely always want to see growth in my work, but you know, I just want to focus on making great music for
well,
now.
Do you think, well, as far as you know, and I want to go to as far as on the subject of songwriting, I want to deal with some songwriting in general. How do you want to see yourself improve on your songwriting?
I really want to improve in the sense of kind of broadening my topics. Right now, you know, I am going off a lot of personal experience in life as well as, you know, friends, but, you know, I kind of want to broaden the scale a little bit, you know, make edifying records, make really feel good records, and just, you know, stay connected with my audience mainly, and, you know, constantly spit out stories, because, you know, that's what I believe songs are. I constantly want to spit out stories that will connect with right. you know, the multitudes.
Absolutely. The reason why I ask that is because even for me, I've always found that people that are true lovers of music and they appreciate the art form as far as being an artist, they can relate and understand an artist more if they're being true to who they are. And I think that's what makes you so unique and so special. Like a lot of very few artists, handful of artists in today's music, upcoming artists, is that they have the vulnerability to be true and express to people things that, you know, they wouldn't feel comfortable letting other people know, as far as giving them a little bit more insight to what goes on in their personal life. How long did it take you to become comfortable to exposing your journey to so many listeners and followers who love you and love your music?
I mean, quite honestly, I feel like that's a battle that I won't, like, I haven't gotten through that battle yet. I'm constantly doing self inventory and just, you know, trying to be the best that I can be and making sure that I'm comfortable, you know, with everything that I do. It's very important that I'm comfortable with myself and comfortable with, like I said, putting my personal stories out there for people to connect to. And I believe that is, you know, what creates longevity in careers as well. I really wanted to stay away from the cliche records that, you know, people may just kind of put out, like these generic records that kind of always sound the same. I wanted to stay away from that, and I had to stay true to myself. It took some time though, and it took a great team that believed in, you know, my vision for myself as Sade Serena. But you know, it's just kind of something you got to stick at.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates in your music. And speaking of resonates, it's, I mean, to anyone that can see, can tell that you're an extremely captivating young lady. For you having that kind of look, do you feel sometimes it can be somewhat intimidating to people in the music business as far as not taking you seriously as an artist and just focusing on your appearance?
You know, that's an awesome question. I do think about that sometimes. I wonder, you know, if they're just kind of like, oh, well, she's just another pretty face. What makes her so different? Of course, you know, because the world and the industry overall is saturated with beautiful, beautiful, very captivating women. But you know, that's all the more reason for me to just stay focused on my craft and just making sure I'm on my A game. And just terms of writing, being a musician overall, and yeah, just staying focused on what my gift is mainly.
Right. How would you describe Sade Serena? How would you describe yourself as an artist?
I think I am a very high-spirited, high-energy, caring person. I want to make music that is truthful in, you know, era and time that we're in. I'm young, but I believe that I'm also old spirit, and that connects more to making music that will inspire people, and timeless music that can make a person cry, can, you know, build a person up. I just want to touch on the avenues that I feel like I always needed as an artist to inspire me, as well as what I wanted to see in the industry currently. So I just believe, you know, I'm just a girl out here in this world trying to fulfill her purpose.
Absolutely. Well, you're definitely doing a fantastic job. And I want to touch on something that you said, and I find very interesting when you mentioned longevity. And I've always felt, as far as an artist having longevity, being able to write, being able to produce, and also being able to, quote unquote, spread the rings and have, you know, endeavors in different businesses, mm-hmm. as far as the brand, because at the end of the day, it is a business, and Sade, Serena, is a brand. How would you like to see your brand expand over the next 5 years?
Wow. Over the next 5 years, as a brand, I want to definitely be in involved in more of the on-screen portion of this industry. Obviously not just movies, but, you know, collaborating with people who inspire me in the industry, of like performing arts, Broadway. I also want to have a platform for my art, because I'm also, you know, an artist. I draw and paint as well. I definitely want to be involved in the youth in some type of way, mainly and more specifically young women. So I'm not quite sure exactly where I'll find myself in that avenue, but maybe it'll be doing voiceovers for, you know, children movies or books or what have you. But these are kind of the avenues I want to see myself in within the next 5 years.
Right. And you know, I think the incorporation of social media is a great helpful tool for independent artists, because it gives them an opportunity to not only to, I call it meet and greet, where you have an opportunity to interact with different fans from all over the world. What has the feedback been outside the United States towards your new single, Whatever You Want?
What has been the world's reaction?
This was outside the United States, the UK, to be more specific.
Outside of the United States, I would say I've gotten a very awesome response. Really from the beginning of me, especially working with Uprise, I put out a single called Tonight, and that was really my first, that was my first exposure to, you know, Europe overall loving my music, different categories of people, Spanish, German, English. It was so many people that responded well to that record, and ever since then have been following me along the way with Germination dropping and so on. So I would say, yeah, I connect well with overseas right now.
Right. When All Natural came out, the single, my goodness, I mean, the feedback, the positive feedback and love was just tremendous. I mean, does it get somewhat overwhelming to see you have so many people out there who truly love you and love your music?
And that's what inspires me, and that's what it drives me. It really does. When All Natural came out, I think that was my opportunity to kind of dig deep for like my 90s roots, you know, that smooth jazz sound that I grew up on in the back of my mother's Toyota. Like, I just could almost feel myself there now. All Natural did that for me. And as we were speaking of the songwriting for that particular record, it was so personal in a sense where I think when I fall in love, that's just how I feel to a T. Like, I'm on a cloud. Nobody can't talk to me. I'm smiling from ear to ear constantly. And this person just has my full attention. None of my friends can't hear from me. So then I birthed All Natural. Yeah, then I birthed All Natural. And that song for me, I really feel like it got a lot of respect, you know, in the R&B world, because it was a sound that they probably haven't heard in a while. So I'm really proud of All Natural.
Absolutely. Well, we are definitely proud of you. And the new single, Whatever You Want. What does Whatever You Want mean to Sade, Serena?
Well, on another note, I mean, whatever you want, it came from a very explicit place, obviously, but I really felt like I needed to address that particular side right. of myself, because, okay. you know, as a young lady, I mean, and I'm sure a lot of, you know, women my age, a lot of women, period, in general, can connect with this particular record, because we've all had that guy, that prototype of what gets your motors going, you know? He smells good, he's perfect, he's saying the right things. And it's like, okay, well, you know what? Tonight, just do whatever you want. Whatever it is, I don't want to think about it, and you're making me feel right. So whatever it is, whatever question you have tonight, it's yes, whatever you want. And I really, because of the reaction it got, I really believe that a lot of women agree with me. I mean, I can't help but to think so. Whatever You Want was very risque for me to kind of like just let go of. It was something I struggled with, but, you know, when I finally let it go, because I just believed this is an awesome record. I don't want to clutch this one. Let's put it out there and see. And it did really well, and I'm super happy about that.
The reason why I ask you that is because, as you just said, because people depict a person a certain way and they only go by what they see. But as you say, every woman has feelings, they have emotions. And I think it's great that you were able to express your thoughts, your feelings, your needs, and your desires, because every woman, you know what? Every man feels the same way too. So and I'm speaking from a male's perspective, we all go through the same thing. Hey, whatever, she smells good, she looks delicious, delightful, delectable, she can have whatever she wants. See? So there you go.
See, it's the perfect recipe, I'm telling you.
Absolutely.
Perfect conversational piece. Well, I mean, I really do appreciate you guys seeing through the music, because, I mean, that's what it is at the end of the day. This is what I do, and I just enjoy just, you know, being a tool to tell the stories of life. That's what it is. The soundtrack to life.
Very good. I agree. Well, let's get into it. The soundtrack of life from Sade, Serena, with her new hit single, Whatever You Want, here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
Yeah.
Lord have mercy, Shante, Serena, whatever you want. You're in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. And remember, family, you can go purchase the new single. It is available as we speak, of course, whatever you want, on iTunes, Google Play. But that's for those who are feeling somewhat adventurous. You can always head over to Amazon.com. And while you're there, also pick up the 2014 EP, Germination. And also the single, new single came out in January, All Natural. Yes, Lord. My queen, it has definitely been a pleasure to have you on the show. This is definitely your home. We are looking forward to see you out there on a tour very, very soon. Hopefully you'll come down here to the great state of Texas. We would love to have you here in the studio and do an interview with you.
I would love that. And I certainly look forward to that sooner than later. I really do. I appreciate you giving me this platform, Teddy. And, you know, just showing love and really, really encouraging and just keeping this show on the road. I really do appreciate you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And to all the listeners out there that want to join the movement, be sure to catch up with Sade on her Facebook and also Twitter. That's at facebook.com/ Sade Serena, and also the same for Twitter. And I'm going to say, love, you make the teddy bear feel very fiery. Yes, Lord. It's definitely.
Yes, Lord. You can have me say that all night now. Yes, Lord. You gave me such a huge smile today. Thank you.
There you go. That's what I do. It has definitely been a pleasure. And whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know, okay?
Thank you so much. Again, all I appreciate right. you. You take care. I want to see you next time I come to Texas.
Oh, so it is written, it shall be done, my queen. I promise you.
All right, hon. Take care.
All right, you do the same. The very talented Sade Serena here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Hope everyone enjoyed the interview on this very magnanimous Friday night. Or should I say monumental Friday evening. We got a lot of things to get into, new music. We got some information, some pertinent information that we definitely gonna lay on you, but we're gonna get in there, I promise you. But far from me to stop the music, let's get into some classic Sade, Your Love Is King, in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio.
Every part of me, making my soul sing. you is my dream. When I'm with you, all the bluebirds sing and the beauty only you can bring. Oh, oh, oh.
Never stop saying it's a different day, man. Did the game though.
Hey man, I witnessed the struggle, stayed down, had to hustle, don't grew accustomed to trouble right now. I'm like, yeah, this just go on and on and on. I'm telling my on and on and on. Police is killing my niggas, don't care, I'm getting away with it. And asking for justice, man, I swear we'll never get it. Blessing for nothing, dying with Willie flying and it no longer blessing. Am I wrong with the tone? Walking home at night, when police grabbing me, my instinct try to fight for my life. I was worried about them drug dealers, jackets and thugs. I know them folks, so I'ma throw it till they snap the plug. They'll never understand to be a young black man. Tired of crying, so we ran. Y'all saying? Hey man, I witnessed the struggle, stayed down, had to hustle, don't grow accustomed to trouble.
They both were walking home. They both were nice and strong. Now just because y'all scared of us, that don't make us wrong. Even Austin Grant hit him behind his back. Through Bell Station, they made a movie about that. Arizona couldn't breathe. Hear that? He couldn't breathe. The bullets on TV and all the police free. Malcolm X was a beast. He preached until we free. Dr. King taught peace. He even turned the other cheek. Now it's black on black crime. Strategy. I feel NWA now,
yeah.
And Ice-T.
Hey man, I witnessed the struggle, stayed down, had to hustle, don't grew accustomed to trouble right now. I'm like, yeah, this just go on and on.
And before that, the legendary Sheldon Reynolds from Earth, Wind, and Fire, and also the Commodores, Sunshine, here in the comfort zone of LOTO Radio. Again, want to send out a very, very special thank you to the very talented and extremely intoxicating, beautiful, did I say intoxicating? Yes, I did. Sade, Serena, Lord help me. New single, Whatever You Want. Be sure you go purchase the single. And also, you can also purchase, yeah, you're going to purchase the EP, Germination, but more importantly, purchase the new single, whatever you want, available on iTunes, Google Play, and also on Amazon.com. And to get all of Sade's Serena updates, let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to Twitter. Okay, yeah, get your Twitter on Twitter. That's at twitter.com/Sade Serena. And the same for Facebook. Yes, Lord. And of course, announcements. So many to be made, but God forbid, because we definitely do not want to put the music on the back burner. We cannot do that. I will not allow it, because I've seen the need and I'm here to fulfill that need as we take a voyage to Atlantis. Isley Brothers here in the comfort zone of LOTL Radio.
If I go on my way without you, oh, where would I go? Sail with me, misty lady, let my spirit free.
It's crazy to think that someone else can come close to you, baby. They can't touch you, baby. No. Nobody can replace your love. They can't take you away from you. They can't replace the things you do.
Put your hands in the air and wave around in the atmosphere. Put your hands in the sky and wave around from side to side. Got a custom make it. I said, no thank you, man, I'd rather custom make it. You dudes are phony. Real men speak till their voices are hoarse. Your voice is Tony. Another year that's been, it's so long as 2010. And time is slipping like a clock. So on some black ice, time's got a Glock. We got a jackknife. Some say there's no change and everything is the same. The streets of poverty, the robberies, the mundane. Politicals run games, the people they want things. The year after year they give us chump change. But revolutionaries got revolution on the brain. Insane in the membrane. Until there's no shame, y'all like Chuck C. I'm a
rebel without a cause.
An idealism came with Barack Hussein. But it also came with 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the night. No more just rolling the dice. Black people that fight all the wrong to make them right. And you know, we've been doing this for years. No joke, we on some straight. No shame, sir, you on beer. The motivation is fame, love, the tears. You played about a super rap career, dog.
It's
come on.
Crazy.
You in the comfort zone of VLOTO Radio. My goodness, it's been a wonderful month of music, but It's only going to get better. Why don't you join the Teddy Bear next Tuesday? Yeah, we'll be back on the air live next Tuesday night, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as we are joined with Michael Cooper from, who could it be? Michael Cooper, of course, from Confunction, as we debut their new album. Yeah, we got a lot to get to. I'm not going to tell you the rest. You're going to have to go and let your fingers do the walking. Head on over to the official website. That's at www.lotlthecomfortzone.com. Be sure to join the movement on Twitter. Yeah, you can catch up with us on Twitter also. That's at twitter.com/LOTL radio, and also on Instagram. Yeah, we're on Instagram too. As at instagram.com/LOTL. The Comfort Zone. If you want 24-hour nonstop live streaming music, stop by. Stay there. And you know what? I'm gonna flip it a little bit. I was gonna keep it till the end of the show, but I'm gonna let y'all, let all the listeners and supporters know what's taking place. Actually, within the next week and a half, we are going to be officially, I'm going to get it out. We're going to be moving. Yeah, we're going to be moving. We are going to take our show to live 365. Lord have mercy, man. It's so many things, man. We are really overly excited. We've been here on Blog Talk Radio now for about, almost going on. Ooh, it seems like 7 members, about 4.5 years, and it's time to make that move. You know, we do stream live from the official website, but going to Live 365, it really will expand the horizon of the Comfort Zone, because you know, we're in a digital age, and you know, a lot of times people are not at home to listen to the show. So I said, you know what? What we need to do, you know, if you have a modern day cell phone, everyone is more than capable of getting an app. And 365 is that app. So that means you can listen to the show live, whether you're in the grocery store, doing some type of shopping, or doing personal errands. You won't miss anything and everything about the Comfort Zone. And speaking of anything and everything, let's get into it. Here's the latest from Solo Gone here in the Comfort Zone of LOTO Radio.
I'm so symptomatic. Cause everything about you feels so right. Just can't break the habit. Gonna put it on the line and pay the price.
Okay. till I'm gone.
That I'm gone.